Were you there on April the 2nd, 2011, in New York at the Madison Square Garden? Were you there to witness one of the great all-time performances from a one-of-a-kind act, one of the great bands on the planet, giving their final ever performance? If you were, you're a richer person than I was. I loved LCD Sound System with every inch of my soul. I absorbed their music. It was beautiful, it was brutal, it was brilliant. I was watching a little TV screen on Pitchfork's website. It went on for about 4 hours. I was just lying in bed watching it at 2:30 in the morning. As the final chord of New York, I Love You rang out, I wept.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. I love you, but you're bringing me down. I only get to pause an interminable amount once more. This is my last endless pause. Like a rat in a cage. Pulling minimum wage. Very dramatic, Nancy. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, but you're wasting my time. Our records all show you are filthy but fine. Oh, the records all shut when you open the doors to those cops who were bored when they ran out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And all the boring glam, and I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars, I once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love. But you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. And like a death of the heart, oh Jesus, where do I start? Though you fill the one pool where I yeah.
I remember at this point James Murphy had already left the stage and balloons were falling from the ceiling of the Madison Square Garden. I remember it being about 6:15 in the morning, my end, and I was in tears. The thing with LCD Sound System is that they weren't just any band. It was such a good send-off that it could be deemed as emotional blackmail to a band's millions of fans worldwide. It was purposefully dramatic, epic, deafening. It had to be the end. It couldn't be any other way. It was too so. It was too much of a close-in of a book. No, not many bands just disappear at the top of their game, but they had. But 5 years later and here we are. More on that later though. This really is happening. This is a celebration of LCD Sound System. For the next 50 minutes or so, we've wasted the first 10 minutes just playing the final track they ever did live. The band that reformed this week. Well, let's go back to right to the start. It began in 2002 with a 12-inch called Losing My Edge. James Murphy, the man who really, if he isn't the frontman of LCD Sound System, he is LCD Sound System. He put it into a little record shop he was working at in Williamsburg in Brooklyn at the time. And he just said, he's giving them out to listeners, fans, would-be fans maybe, saying, give us a listen, see what you think. It was spiralling and ridiculous. It's probably as close as a dance record has ever got to prog rock. As a band, maybe that would be a good epitaph for them on a whole. But this single, I mean, this was, well, I don't know, this was just it.
I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear. When they get on the decks, I'm losing my edge to the internet
seekers
who can tell
who
me,
can tell me
every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although I'm losing my edge, I'm losing
to all
edge.
The kids
to the art
Tokyo,
school
Brooklynites
and Berlin in little jackets. And borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. But I was there. I'm losing my edge.
Don't do it that way. You'll never make a dime. I was there. I was the first guy playing Daft Punk to the Rock Kids. I played it at CBGB. Everybody thought it was crazy. We all know. I was there. I've never been wrong. I used to work in the record store. Had everything before anyone. I was there in the Paradise Garage DJ booth with Larry Levan. I was there in Jamaica during the great sound clash. I woke up naked on the beach in Ibiza in 1988. But I'm losing my edge to better looking people with better ideas and more talent. And who are actually really nice. Of every good song ever done by anybody. Every great song by the Beach Boys. All the underground hits. All the Modern Lovers tracks. I heard you have a vinyl of every Niagara record on German imports. I heard that you have a white label of every seminal Detroit techno hit. 1985, 86, 87. I heard that you have a CD compilation of every good 60s cut and another box set from the 70s. I hear you're buying a synthesizer and an arpeggiator and throwing your computer out the window because you want to make something real. You want to make a Yaz record. I hear that you and your band have sold your guitars and bought turntables. I hear that you and your band have sold your turntables and bought guitars. I hear everybody that you know is more relevant than everybody that I know. Sonic Force just hit me. One Akinfen, Rogashi, David Axelrod, Electric Prunes, Gil Scott Heron, the Slit Spout, Mantronics, Barrow Sanders, and the Fire Engines, the Swans, the Soft Cell, the Sonic, the Sonic, the Sonic.
Name-checking the Smiths, Gil Scott Heron, Joy Division. This wasn't your average dance single, especially not in a country, the US, who never really understood dance music. It was too European. Kraftwerk, Chemical Brothers, Daft Punk. The US just didn't get it. So what chance did LCD Sound System have? Well, in 2005, they took their debut record to the UK. 9 tracks, self-titled, available on CD and on vinyl. In this era, still dying vinyl, more a gimmick or for DJ sets at best. The world was awoken by the second single off the album. Call it a club banger, call it a dance punk hit, whatever you want. At the end of the day, it was really an homage to the guys who inspired James Murphy to go to Europe in the first place.
Daft Punk. show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kids, show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture is in the garage.
James Murphy, aided by his band, became one of the coolest people in music overnight with that Daft Punk is playing in my house. Okay, the US didn't get that straight away, but they would in time. The band knew their genre as well as they knew their instruments, and you put these together and they became sort of transcenders, new word, but I'm going with it, of the highest order. From their Madison Square Garden gig, this is another single off that self-titled record, Movement.
A bigger bag to stop the ego of a tiny baby. It's like a discipline without the discipline of all of the discipline. It's like a movement without the father of all of the meaning. But your history and I'm tough. Your yesterday and I'm tough. It's like a rock show without the rocking or love to show up. Or it's a demise without the coming or the inevitable throw up. It's like a fat guy in a tuxedo doing all the same. Or it's a couple dads and a few friends trying out to stay in your history and I'm not town. Yesterday and I'm town. The Philly and I'm town. You're freaking out and I'm town too.
Movement from Live at Madison Square Garden. In 2007, the band released their second record, Sound of Silver. This was seen as a broadening of their sound, leaving the more punky aspects of their immature debut behind for more complex beats and cowbell-tinged rhythms. One song of the record, which I'll be playing for you near the end of the show, was named the best song of the noughties by Pitchfork Media, and one became one of the biggest songs of the year, North American Scum.
little girl, I don't know, oh, where to begin. We are North Americans, and for those of you who still think we're from England, we're not, no. We bid our planes and our trains till we think we might die. Far from North America, where the buildings are old and you might have lots of mimes. I hate the feeling when you're looking at me that way, 'cause we're North Americans. But if we act all shy, it'll make it okay. It makes it go away. Oh, I don't know, I don't know, oh, where to begin when we're North American, but in the end make the same mistakes all over again. Come on, North America.
This second record, Sound of Silver, there were still nods to the likes of Daft Punk and Orbital, But here it became more cinematic. The production was better, the lyrics were far more meaningful, take that song aside, and the sound benefited from this. Fans of Johan Johansson would enjoy this record much as, say, just as the fans of Hot Chip would. This was their first record to chart in the US as well, at number 46 on the Billboard 200. Finally, the US were getting it. It was nominated as well for the Grammy for Best Dance Electronic Album. It didn't win. It should have. If you've just tuned in, this really is happening. And this is sublime. It's called Someone Great. We'll be right back. This record took them around the world, with headline slots in the UK at Latitude, in Japan at the Fuji Rock Festival, and now in the US at the Coachella Festival, one they will return to this year. In 2010, they released what would be, and still is for now, their final record, This Is Happening. The first track off the record was an instant classic. It was spiralling, it was long, it was dizzy, it was funky, it was distorted, it was just ridiculous. Have a listen. Dance Yourself Clean. Yes, that was about 8 minutes long or so. But like I say, they're probably the first great prog dance act of this century. Maybe the greatest ever. I mean, this didn't stop them from making lo-fi punky songs, which again transcended genres. The lead single off This Is Happening was called Drunk Girls, and was wholesale ridiculous for so many different reasons. The lyrics, the tune, the guitar, then just James Murphy's wailing. Like I say, ridiculous. And then it all ended. That gig in 2011 I was talking about earlier, it really happened. A film was made about it. It was titled Shut Up and Play the Hits. An album of the gig was released exclusively on vinyl, now massively back in fashion, and the curtain dropped on LCD Sound System. The original Brooklyn hipsters had left the building. On Christmas Day 2015, the world got a very special present. A band reunited with another sideways move. A Christmas single. 4.5 years to wait for it, but at least it was there. At least it was something. At least it was LCD Sound System back together in a room making music. Some bands have waited longer just to release albums. You could almost argue that LCD Sound System never went away. But they did. And it was very obvious. And it was very apparent. So for them to come back together, it seemed there should have been an argument, surely. There should have been something, some sort of conflict of interest. But no, it just sort of came together and it happened. So it was a Christmas single they decided to do. It's no ordinary Christmas single. This was very obviously an LCD Sound System Christmas single. It had emotion, it had heart, it had one hell of a jingle with a bell. That was about their only sign to say it was Christmas, apart from the word Christmas in a title, and, you know, the whole song being about Christmas. But it probably had the greatest crescendo of a song that they've ever made. This is called Christmas Will Break Your Heart.
Christmas will break your heart if your world is feeling small and there's no one on your phone. You feel close enough to call. Christmas will crush your soul like that laid-back rock and roll. But your body's getting old, and it's much too tired to be so bold. Christmas can wreck your head like some listless, awkward sex. So you refuse to leave your bed and get depressed when no one checks. Yeah, Christmas will break your heart like the armies of the unrelenting dark. Once the peace talks fall apart, but still I. So just lay back in the snow, but that quiet wind won't wake what inside you has grown cold. And Christmas will drown your love like a storm down from above.
I remember lying in bed at about 1 a.m. on Christmas Eve night, having had a few drinks with friends, admittedly, and returning home to the news that LCD Sound System had made this. One of my favourite bands had reunited in the exact emotional way they parted in. How do you even begin to describe a feeling to someone of the first time you ever hear one of your favourite songs? Who knows? I'm hardly doing it right here either. So just take it from me. Christmas Will Break Your Heart. The emotion of it, it just got to me, and it became one of my favourite songs. Which brings us almost to the end of this very special show celebrating LCD Sound System on Burst. Thank you ever so much for listening. I probably should have announced this at the start. I'm Kieran Thompson. The final song we shall bring you tonight is the song named The Greatest of the Century So Far by NME, Pitchfork Media, Q Magazine, and This Is Fake DIY. It's called All My Friends. It came off the album Sound of Silver. It's 7.5 minutes long. It's one refrain which carries on with quite possibly the most beautiful, brilliant lyrics ever written. And in the week that LCD Sound System split, I had this on repeat. I had it on loop in my iPod, in my headphones, wherever I went. I took it to the library whenever I was doing work there at uni. I took it home with me. I listened to it at home. I listened to it on the way back and forth. In many ways, this song is for all my friends. Here we go again then. But take it from me, this really is happening. LCD Sound System are back together. And I'm extremely excited for it. All my friends, thank you for listening. Good night.